Hey, you guys are like right here to JTV Network Podcast. I'm your host, Jasmine Anderson, and I am so excited about today's episode. There's going to be so much going on, so impactful. I have a special guest today, Blame the Comic, who is going to let us know a little bit about what he has going on. And I'm going to give you guys some gems. I'm going to let you know we have word of the day coming. So I just want to keep you guys just inspired, feeling your best. I mean, we got to make sure that our daily schedule, what we're doing in our 24 hours is impactful. You know what you're doing. If you can look at your schedule in 24 hours, see what you're doing. And you could see for your 5-year, 10-year plan, I could let you know where you're going to be by your daily routine. So I'm going to give you guys a motivational clip real quick. And just on being your best self. So I want you guys to take a listen to it. Take a few notes. And when we get back, I have word of the day. So make sure you guys turn your phones up and get ready. It's about to get real, real quick. Take a listen, you guys. I really want you guys to check this out. This is Denzel, actually, in this clip. And he says some really great things. So I want you guys to take a listen real quick and see just exactly what he's saying and take some notes.
Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference. Anything you want good, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up. Each one, teach one. Just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress.
You don't start because of what you don't have. You don't start because you don't realize yet that the fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. There's nothing easy in life, worthwhile in life. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong, you did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. People have a hard thing to understand. I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, it doesn't need more. People go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? I don't want to take showers and eat either. I hate that too. That's life, man. It wasn't until I changed that mentality that I became somebody.
Wow, was that not powerful, you guys? And if you guys could just let me know, I would love to hear in the comments just what you guys feel is your favorite part from that one clip. I would really love to hear and see what are you guys getting from this. And I just think that clip right there was powerful, because I really feel like in this generation, everyone is so quick to give up, wants to take the easy way, doesn't want to struggle, doesn't want to go through anything. So I just want to encourage everyone out there to know that, hey, you have to go through some things to become your best self. And with that being said, you guys, I have the word of the day, which is becoming. So the root word from becoming is become. And become is begin to be, grow to be, and it turns into But the word becoming is the process of coming to be something or of passing into a state. So I just want to encourage everyone to know that you're becoming the person you're supposed to be. You're becoming that better you, and you are that. And you just have to look at life and go at it. Go at it. You have the pen to your own life. You're writing your own story. Don't let anyone else have the pen to your story. So with that being said, I'm going to get into our interview today with Blame the Comic. So keep locked right here, JTV. You guys are back. Hey, I'm your host, Jasmine Anderson. You guys are locked right here to JTV Network Podcast. And I have Blame the Comic. This comedian has been doing things worldwide. He has continued to get exposure and be out there and make people laugh and doing what he loves to do. He has been doing his thing. You guys might have seen him doing BET. He was able to do this and get a lot of exposure, correct, Blame the Comic?
Some exposure, gave me some exposure. It was great. Bruce was the host.
Yeah.
I had some celebrity judges, which is George Wallace, Kim Whitley, and Kim Fields were also the celebrity judges on the show. It's a great experience. Got to do it on the Hollywood Studio Center lot.
Wow.
Stuff like that. Got my flight out there and just got to see the whole studio Hollywood scene. So yeah. It was cool.
That is cool. So about being a comedian, like you're always on the go, you're always on the run, and the fact that you're stand up, like, I mean, it's kind of like a lot of people don't see, like, it is low-key a job, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to work at this to make people laugh. What do you feel like some obstacles that you got over to get to where you at right now?
Of course, you know, working on your stage presence and working on your delivery and your timing with your jokes that you're telling, and you know, just building confidence. The other stepping stones is just like selling power, being able to sell and market yourself.
I totally agree. I think that's so important for you to know how to market yourself and be able to use what you know. What else would you suggest that people do?
Trying to get there, man. You know, ticket selling power and, you know, promoting and marketing yourself and believing in your brand and just, you know, stepping up your social media game and making people aware of your fan base and your brand.
And I think that's what you're doing. So what are some things that we can look forward for you coming this year that we can just really keep in touch with what you got going on? Let us know.
What you can look forward to, but what you may not see, I plan on doing maybe some extra work, you know what I mean, in some movies, just trying to get in the background, just breaking into the film industry, stuff like that, you know. Why is he untying my shoe? Is that... I'm going to take that $100 out of his hat. That'll pay for that. But, doing some comedy festivals, maybe some film festival stuff like that. Maybe I can get some mentorship from a guy to, you know, lead me in the right and point us in the right direction. You know what I mean? So I just got some plans and stuff instead of just keep building my social media.
Okay, well, I definitely look forward to you guys. It's a room full of men right now, all in here, and they are just crunk. Dolce just finished. They're doing their thing. You guys, make sure you guys look for all of the things that he's doing coming up. Where can they find you on Instagram or any social media?
You can find me on Instagram. You can excuse the noise in the background. Blame the Comic, which is BLAMETHECOMIC. So it's Blame the Comic Instagram, all one word. If you follow me on Facebook, it's Blame the Comic, and the words are spaced out, so it's Blame space the space comic. Twitter, Blame the Comic is also one word, and Snapchat, Blame the Comic, all one word. So those are the main platforms that I'm on. All the rest of the stuff I just kind of go by the wayside.
And I will definitely have that up, you guys, in the description below. So make sure you guys, man, follow him on all of his social media outlets. And he's very funny. We're in a room right now full of comedians, so the laughter is just continuing. But make sure you guys keep liked right here on JTV.
Hey guys, I liked it right here to JTV Network Podcast. The journey to victory. One thing about that interview that really stood out to me was how we have to believe in our brand. And I think that is so true. Like, and right now, a lot of people are building their brand, building their company, building their business. I think that's really great. Blame the Comic gave that point. And I just wanted to share with you guys just on what I feel believing in your brand is, because every brand desires to be loved by consumers because they know the brand. Love translates to growth and increased revenue, but excitement and enthusiasm for brands doesn't happen by chance. Why do you think people love Harley Davidson, Apple, or even Tesla? Why will women pay premium prices for a lot of these brands like Lululemon, Isaac Mar, so many more? Because each has built its brand from the outside in by identifying what their customers want, combined with what the brand value proposition is and delivering up on it. So I really want to give you guys just a few 10 kind of commandments on what I feel you should be doing with believing in your brand and what that looks like. So the first one is you have to understand who you are and what you aren't. The second one, clearly define your target consumer. Don't try to be all things to all people. 3, build an ownable narrative. 4, talk with the consumer, not at them. 5, be disciplined and focused. 6, create a reason to believe. 7, ensure your leaders are likable, believable, and accessible. 8, be consistent in all communication. 9, find a North Star. 10, stand for something beyond profits. So those were some ones that I thought really stood out, and just 10 things in building your brand, whether you're branding yourself to be more out there, like comedians, like actresses, like so many people are doing on social media, or if you're building your business, that's still a brand. So I want to make sure that we're all building our brand how it's supposed to be, but we have to believe in it first. So I really love today's topic, and I really just loved all of what I got. But I want to know what you got from this episode. So if you guys could let me know in the comments, if you could message me, email me, let me know. But I want us to continue for us to listen, learn, and be empowered to turn our dreams into reality. So until next Sunday, you guys, I'm going to keep this going with JTV Network Podcast. So make sure you guys subscribe and tell a friend. And don't forget to leave a comment so I know just what you're getting from this, what questions you think I should ask, what are some things you want to look forward to, what are some words of the day that you think I can speak on, and words of wisdom. Just let me know. I would like to hear back from you. But until next time, hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful day. Until next Sunday, I'm out.